It is in Luke, the 17th chapter. I'll begin reading for you in the 11th verse. It says, "And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan." Just for a little while, we use this authority in your hearing this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you is a powerful combination of two simple words. These two words provide a specific acknowledgement that someone has done something kind for you. Not only is it professional etiquette and a common courtesy, in other words, it's just good manners. But saying thank you will also make the person's day that extended you the kindness. Further, this polite expression will help you get ahead in life. And most importantly, find favor with God, as in our text today. In our text this morning, we find the familiar story of Jesus' encounter with 10 men that are lepers. Leprosy, also known as Hansen's disease today, is an infectious disease that damages the skin and nervous system. It can last several years or be lifelong. Today, it is known to be transmitted through airborne exposure, through close contact with an infected person. Sounds similar to COVID, doesn't it? And it is dangerous or even life-threatening if left untreated because it reduces the immune functions. In our text, it is important to see some things that are often omitted. The text says that Jesus passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. The original untranslated text uses the word diameson, which actually means through the middle of or between, as it refers to Jesus' travels along the border between Samaria and Galilee. So as Jesus is passing through the diameson, he's passing through the middle of what would be Gentile territory and Jewish territory. He's gone through the middle of where there's the Samaritans on one side and the Jews on the other. And so this is important because it allows us to realize that these 10 men, these 10 lepers who were outcasts from society because of their disease, and furthermore, under normal circumstances, would not have dreamed of being in each other's company, being Jew and Samaritan. However, now they had no other companionship other than those that share the same misfortune. Thus, these 10 men congregate with one another due to their leprosy. The lepers meet Jesus, but stood afar off. They kept their distance because it was customary as well as forbidden by law to come near people for fear of infection of those who were healthy and sound. However, with one accord, Herbie, they came to Jesus together. They prayed together. Even though they were a mixed group of Jew and Samaritan, they were bonded together by their misery and sickness. Their nationality and other prejudices had vanished as they prayed to Jesus. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. The only thing that was important to them was that they were men in need. I don't know about you today, but we on planet Earth are in need. Whether you be Baptist, whether you be Methodist, Presbyterian, Church of Christ, Pentecost, but you're in need, hallelujah, of Jesus. Somebody needed today needs to acknowledge that. And that the only thing you need is Jesus. Jesus saw them and acknowledged them, telling them to go show yourself to the priest. Here, we know that Jesus sends them to be examined by the priest while they were still lepers. He tells them to go and be examined. But as they went, they were still lepers. Their skin was still damaged. They still felt bad in their body. But they stepped out in faith and in obedience to Jesus went. Somebody needs to believe till you receive. So many times we read the word of God and the promises of God, but we don't really believe. But I challenge you today to believe what God says until you receive the victory. Scripture says, as they went, they were cleansed. That means that when they first departed from Jesus, as I said, they still felt the whole of the leprosy. They still felt the pain. They were still in agony. They were still sick. But each step they made to the priest brought about a healing from God. However, when they continued to make each move and each step, some change began to happen. We know a songwriter has placed it, I looked at my hands and they looked new. I looked at my feet and they did too. There's been a change, a great change that's come over me. But we read in our text that only one of them which saw that while he was going, he was healed. Everybody, all 10 of them, got healed. But the Bible lets us know that there was only one after noticing that his hand looked new. His feet looked new. His body didn't hurt and pain. He hadn't made it to the priest yet, but he sees that there's been a change, a metamorphosis that has come over him. And he turns around. And as he turns around, he goes back to Jesus to say, thank you. How many when God blesses you? How many when God gives you the victory will willing to say thank you? But see, we don't want to be correct all the time. We ought to want to acknowledge what God does all the time. We think he ought to just do it. But see, God don't have to do, as Sister Margie often say, what he do. God don't have to do the things that he does for us. He didn't have to wake me up this morning. He didn't have to let me continue breathing and the blood flowing through my veins. He didn't have to let me be able to see and have eyesight. He didn't have to have food in my cupboards in my refrigerator. But God saw fit. Hallelujah. No matter how I have been in my life. No matter what I've done. But God saw fit to bless me. Hallelujah. And for that, I've got to thank him. But as I look this morning, we begin to see that this individual that began to thank him, he was not Jewish, but he was a Samaritan. He was a Gentile. He was one, hallelujah, that was far away from the covenant. But hallelujah, he recognized that I cried out to the Lord and he delivered me. And because of that, I've got to give God praise. And so he turns around. He falls at his feet and begins to glorify him, the Bible said, with a loud voice. So many times we just want to whisper, thank you. But see, he didn't just whisper, thank you. But he said it so that everybody knew that he was appreciative of what God had done. So many of us need to realize what God has already done in our lives and begin to give God thanks. But if you'd been looking around this week, there were so many tragedies that took place on this week. Teenagers were shot and killed on this week. Hallelujah. There's a family member of mine that was burned out of their homes this week. The father in the hospital on the respirator this week. But we began to see there were four that were broke into, and I've got a co-worker that his death was a long man, and he's dead on this week. But as I begin to think about the goodness of the Lord, there's a song that the songwriter said, tragedies are commonplace. All kind of diseases, people are slipping away. Hallelujah. As he began to talk about it, he began to let you know, but I just want to say, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. But see, when I begin to think about this song, it gets to the verse that said, it could have been me. Outdoors, no food, no clothes, but you didn't see fit to let none of these things be. It's by your power that you keep on blessing me. So I want to say, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
If Bubba Darden was the dare today, he'd say, thank you, Lord. Yes. Calvin is here. I know he can lift up his hand and say, thank you, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. It could have been me.
Yes, sir.
It could have been you.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. See. But God didn't see fit to let it happen. You ought to praise God for what didn't happen. We want to praise him when the check comes in the mail and when we get a blessing. But you got to praise God for what he kept from you. Don't you know the enemy wanted to break in your house? The enemy wanted your refrigerator to play out. The enemy wanted your car to break down. But God said no. You ought to thank God for saying no. Not letting the devil wreak havoc in your home. Not letting the devil tear up on your job. Not letting the devil come in and hurt your body. We ought to thank God for what he kept from us. I want to say thank you. The people of God ought to always want to say thank you. That's why David said, I'll bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I can't say nothing but thank you. Hallelujah. Because it could have been me. As I begin to look back when I think about Barry gone, dead. We're about the same age. He sits across from me. COVID dead. I looked to the next desk, and there's another individual that had COVID a few weeks ago. He's been out 14 days, came back. Behind me, COVID.
Yes,
but he came back. In front of me, individual had COVID. One over here, another desk had COVID. I began to think there's only two of us in that room that have not had COVID, and they were all in the same offices. It's not because I've been so good. But it's because God has been so good. It's not because I'm better than anybody else, but because God that I serve, hallelujah, is a good God. And I find no faults in him. Hallelujah. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, I praise God. Oh, somebody ought to praise God today. Because he didn't have to do it, but he did. Somebody
praise today because you love him. Somebody ought to give God the praise because he's worthy. But I want you to realize if you don't praise him, God takes notes. If we continue to read in the passage there in Luke 17, he says, when the one comes, he said, were there not ten? Don't you think God ain't looking when you don't give him the praise? Were there not ten? Where are the nine? God didn't just keep me alive today. Where's Eddie? Where's Miguel? Where's David? He's looking. How many is praising him? How many press their way out? How many is shouting hallelujah? How many lift up holy hands? How many blink their horns? How many?
Glory.
He's looking. He's watching.
Glory.
Michelle, as she was singing that song, she said the better she praised him, the better she felt. As you begin to praise God, you'll feel better. As you begin to obey God, the better you'll feel. When they went, they were hurting as they went, but the more they walked,
all right now, Pastor,
they were healed.
Yes, sir.
The more you walk with God, you'll be healed. You'll be delivered. But once you are delivered, say thank you.
That's right.
Once you are blessed, say thank you. Tell the Lord, I appreciate what you've done, God. I thank you. And you watch and see if God won't bless you some more. How many have noticed that when you go to a restaurant and you order food, if you're nice and polite to your waitress, the person is waiting on, thank you. I appreciate that. You go to the bank, somebody's waiting on you there, thank you. Good manners. They're going to help you. You say thank you a couple of times. That's, oh, and do you want so and so? Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. Your waitress will bring you extra.
All right. Come on,
your tea will get refilled before somebody else.
All right.
But if you fuss, you should have done had my bread over here. You watch out next time your bread might have hit the floor before you get. But appreciate what God does for you. Because he didn't have to do it, but he did. He didn't have to wake you up. He didn't have to bless you. But he did. And since you now recognize that you owe him some thanks, give it to him. Since you now recognize, whoo, he didn't have to. I'll give you one thing to be thankful for. There were three funerals on yesterday. Brother Eddie, what'd you say? We wasn't in any of them. Before we got to this church this morning, there's three more deaths. Look around. We still here. If you can't praise him for that, if you can't praise him that he's keeping you, then I don't know what's wrong with you. God is worthy. God is worthy. God is worthy. And I'm going to praise him. If you won't praise him, let me praise him. If you can't tell it, let me tell it. If you won't shout, Bubba said, if you won't shout, I feel like shouting. I'm going to shout. Hey, hallelujah. Somebody ought to feel like giving God the glory. He's been too good. He's been too good. And if you, hallelujah. If you appreciate it, we're just going to do it all together. Now, if you really appreciate it, now, many of you have seen The Price is Right.
Y'all remember the game show Price is Right? Bob Barker was the original host, and I used to like when Bob Barker was there. But when they would call the people's name, they might call, David Hilliard, come on down. Lord, them folks are that crazy. Miguel Harrison, come on down. You are the new contestant on The Price is Right. Eddie Darden, come on down. Rosie Dickerson, come on down. We're going to come together because, see, God's calling all of us today. Yes. Saints of the Most High God, give God a praise. Yes. Come on down. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Them people will run down like they were crazy. They ain't got nothing yet, but just told to come down. I want you to catch that because, see, God has promised us a bliss. You might not have received it yet, but if you can believe till you receive, if you can just obedient, have the faith until God brings it, until the breakthrough happens, until you, hey, hallelujah, see, woo! Woo! Yes. Come on down! Yeah. Come on. Woo! Hallelujah, I feel it in my spirit. Yes. When you can hold on till it happens. Yes. If you can just hold on till it happens, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming! Yes. Woo! Hallelujah! Send it on down, Lord! Send it on down, Lord! Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down. Yeah! We can't do nothing till you send it on down. Woo! Woo! Glory! Lord, we want to thank you in advance. Lord, I give you earnest money on what you're going to do for your people in advance, Lord. Hallelujah. God's getting ready to bless the people of God. But hold on. Hold on. Believe till you receive. Thank him. Be appreciative for what he does. And he'll give you more. If you're not thankful, he'll hold back on you. If you don't appreciate, if you're not grateful, ain't that how some parents do? Oh, if you didn't like that, see if I get you some more. I'm speaking from experience. I've been a child before. My mama, if I didn't appreciate, say, thank you. Yes, ma'am. See you next time I get you. See you next time we go to, you don't appreciate nothing. So you won't get nothing. Then you pouting. But now it's time not to pout. Smile and say, Lord, I thank you. Because we're going to get the victory. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your word today. Lord, your people appreciate you. Your people appreciate you. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for what you have done, what you've kept us from, dangers that you stopped, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Lord, and as we are appreciative for our God, Lord, right now, Lord, we ask, Lord, that you would touch, Lord, those that are still in the hospital, Brother Tim Burns, Sister Cynthia Level, Brother Bubba Dodd, touch, Lord. Bring them out victorious that they will praise and magnify your name. Lord, we speak peace over our children. Lord, we speak healing and deliverance over the other saints, Lord. We speak blessings for your people. Lord, right now we thank you. We bless your name, oh God. Lord, and we want to see these things come into fruition. We're praising you in advance. We're showing you that we appreciate you. We're showing that we love you, oh God. Bless in the name of Jesus. Bless your people spiritually, physically, mentally, financially. Meet every need.
And as your people delight themselves in you, give them, according to your word, the desires of their heart. Lord, my desire is that the people would be saved. My desire is that my family be saved. My desire is that the young people will be saved. My desire is that the church, hallelujah, will go home together to meet you in peace. Hallelujah. We coming, oh God. That's my desire. It's my desire. And Lord, we come against the adversary right now. Satan, the Lord rebuke thee. 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 One more time. Satan, the Lord rebuke thee. We claim victory in the name of Jesus. We claim victory in the name of Jesus. We claim victory in the name of Jesus. It is so according to thy word. What I say unto one, I say unto all, watch. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. If somebody won't be baptized, run on down. We'll baptize you today. Somebody want to tear for the Holy Ghost, come on down. We'll tear with you today. It's deliverance time. It's deliverance time. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. God bless you. God bless you.